議程四，關注香港仔食肆排放油煙問題。這個議程是由黃瑞熙先生提出的，就環境衛生文件是34/2021號。咁喺度詢問下政府部門代表，除咗附件二嘅書面回覆同埋內容之外，有冇嘢補充？梁俊議員，
多謝主席。我睇翻咧處方嘅文件咧，咁我睇到有幾樣嘢我想問一問嘅，因為咧根據咧今次嘅議程提出嗰樣嘢咧，可能就牽涉一間食肆啦，咁喺凌晨嘅時候就傳出一啲油煙啦，咁我睇到你哋話去 check 過，即係檢查過，咁你覺得冇問題，或者係冇過個超越嘅標準啦，咁你哋咩時間去檢驗噶？因為以我認知咧，食肆咧有時佢哋叫預嘢啦，即係預備一啲食物啦，可能個時間真係有啲喺凌晨度預備嘅喎，咁如果你哋譬如你哋嘅可能一些時間，你們上班時間會不會已經過了他們去預夜的時間呢？第二件事就是到底你們去評估那個氣味的時候呢，有沒有都跟他說，哦，就算我們現在出不到你有事，你會建議他裝一些好像那些叫做 EP 機啊，這樣去過濾一些油煙，即是有沒有這方面的東西，還有環保署有沒有去量度過？多謝主席。
好，唔該。咁有請首先請咗環保署回應先。
唔該主席，唔該梁俊議員。剛才梁議員講到呢，那個我們就香港仔的食肆呢，我們平時去巡查的時間呢，其實就有很多，即有很多不同的時段的，有時會是可能去營業時間lunch time 啊，或者夜晚的時間啦。咁就住香港仔依間食肆呢，其實我們都知道最嚴重的情況呢，就是他們準備個食物的時間呢，咁就會有一大量的油煙會走出來的。咁所以我們這個巡查時間呢，其實就是應該早上六點鐘我們有去做的。咁我哋巡查員咧，其實就住依一個 case 啦，其實我哋就都已經聯絡咗餐廳嘅啦，嗰間食肆啦。咁亦都其實因為情況雖然有改善，我哋見到雖然有改善到，咁但係我哋都見到佢有改善嘅空間，所以其實我哋都已經出咗個空氣污染消減嘅法定通知，都已經出咗。不過就我哋即係見佢嘅情況，其實一路陸續續改善嘅，咁佢哋就有啲改善嘅 equipment 加落去啦，咁啊同或者將佢嘅食物嘅工序咧就有個調配嘅情況，咁希望嚟緊佢哋即係會有 improvement 啦。咁如果佢哋都負責人都冇遵循我哋有關法定嘅要求咧，咁我哋就會檢控噶啦，就住依度。咁係咯，暫時係咁多先。
好，唔該。咁請問食環署有冇回應？
多謝主席。咁食環署嘅職員咧都會喺日常巡查有關食肆嘅，咁喺巡查期間咧，我哋都會睇翻佢嗰個通風系統係咪運作正常啊，包括嗰啲油煙罩啊、濾油器啊，係唔係保養妥當啊咁樣，亦都check翻佢嗰個排氣嗰、那個風口咧，係咪離地最少2.5米啦嚇，咁如果發現佢係有一啲空氣污染的投訴呢，咁我哋都除咗食環署跟進之外呢，亦都將有關個案轉介俾環保署跟進嘅，咁我報告係咁多。
好，有請彭卓琪議員。
主要呢個問題問食環署，咁對於第一件事就是你說會轉介個案給這個的環保署，有沒有幾多宗是已經轉介了給環保署，而環保署是處理的呢？這個我看文件是看不到的。第二件事就是說這個食環署回覆是適當地排放之離地 最少 2.5 米高的户外地方。其實大家都知道香港呢都是即石屎森林，尤其是香港仔，你 2.5 米高其實不是很高的，坦白說，你尤其是在石屎森林裡面，你的氣，即你放啲風出來，放氣啊，講錯啊，放啲氣出來，咁佢其實困咗喺香港仔一個咁即係咁人煙稠密嘅地區，其實無補於事喎，係嘛？即係我諗緊就係話呢一個適當地排放至離地面最少 2.5 米高咧，係咪真係可行咧？係咪啊？咁對於就算我當佢最少唔止 2.5 米啦，我當你 5.2 米啦，佢都係 trap 曬喺嗰個嘅地方度，咁呢個係咪？有冇現行有任何條例或者是巡查或者是一個客觀的標準去量度那個的油煙是否對居民構成影響？因為現在你將那個的對市民構成影響的油煙的影響跟你條例那樣東西不掛鈎嘛，會不會現在那個的檢測制度比較寬鬆呢？第三個問題就是你說六點鐘朝早去，如果他晏晝啊或者其他的時間會不會都去過去睇啦？因為我據即係我哋雖然我唔係香港仔嘅區員啦，但我哋都時常出入南區啊，因為我哋都係南區區員啦。咁嗰度的確啊，我唔係專業人士，但係的確係個油煙問題係好嚴重嘅喎。有冇話去一啲嘅突擊嘅巡查咧？有幾多宗或者你哋有冇一啲嘅做法係你哋主動去香港仔嘅大街小巷去做一個檢查，甚至同環境署嘅聯合行動，有冇呢一方面嘅過去做過咧？唔緊要嘅，一年過去一年，因為我見到嘅數字主要都係在過去一年。過去兩年三年有沒有這個做法？這三個問題麻煩處方答答，麻煩謝
好麻煩。那阿波是不是 有提問？
Yeah, I wonder what the buildings regulations are on the exhaust. There are quite often that I walk along a street along a waterfront. There is a big blast of air coming out of the buildings, and I'm not talking about the door opening and closing, I'm talking about the ventilation blowing very noisily and very strong air flow coming from the building, blowing where I'm walking or where I would like to sit, because it's the waterfront or it's the street. And so even if it doesn't stink or it has oil in it, it is an entirely unpleasant experience for anybody to walk along a building that has a noisy machine right at 2.5 meters blowing air at people. So I'd like to understand that from an EPD point of view, but also from a buildings department point of view. Now, buildings is not here, so maybe we can have a written response on the rules and regulations from buildings. So when somebody puts a building together and they operate restaurants at ground level, what are the requirements in terms of the exhaust? Where should be the exhaust be? Why is it not to the roof? So the 2.5 meters to me is entirely inadequate for the city to enjoy our sidewalks and our promenades if this is permitted. So this has been a very meaningful paper here, because now I start to understand some of the problems. Now, in terms of the what are the criteria of EPD to take action? Is it just purely fumes and odor, or is it noise also? And noise and air blasting, and so you cannot even stand there, or you won't want to stand there because it's uncomfortable. Is that already an environmental issue from an EPD point of view? If so, can I get a hotline where we can report locations for inspection and action? Thank you.
好，唔該。咁我自己都有啲問題問嘅。咁第一個問題咧，就關於食環署咧，就係、是、總共喺呢年內咧，就檢控咗有八宗嘅有關食肆嘅油煙投訴嘅。咁我想問你，即係呢八宗之間咧，係有幾多天使有幾多間食肆啦？第二個問題咧，就係話食環署咧，即係除咗人哋投訴之外，你哋食環署會唔會有一個定期一個時間？去一啲食肆嗰度啦，即係每一間食肆嗰度咧，就係、是、去同佢檢測或者睇啦，有冇一啲油煙啊或者氣味嘅問題。因為有好多地方我哋可能有啲居民都唔識得去投訴。咁如果係咧，其實我都睇到南區咧有好多食肆咧，除咗油煙之外咧，其實嗰個氣味咧 都是非常之重要，即是很影响人家的。其实呢那些气味呢都很影响人家的身体的。所以我就问一问，看看你们食环署有没有定期去每一间食肆去这个巡查的，麻烦。咁或者请首先请环保署回应咗先，睇下冇嘢回应先。
咁就唔该主席。咁我理解就其实就即食环署其实就系食肆发牌啦个当局啦。咁其实系规定食肆去遵守一啲卫生守则啊，同埋发牌条件啦。咁食环署都已经要求有要求食肆喺厨房同埋食物室嘅炉具上面安装一啲抽气啦、滤油器啦，同埋洒水器嘅系统。咁就住嗰啲排风口啊、排气同埋抽气系统嘅食肆，喺营业时候嘅时候咧，就必须要运作嘅。咁食肆咧，亦都要妥善去保养同埋更新呢啲咁嘅系统。咁我理解食环署系会定期巡查呢啲食肆，如果发现呢啲抽气啊或者过滤系统唔啱标准咧，咁食肆就会作出改善啦。咁食环署亦都会将一啲油烟嘅滋扰，即系一啲关于 air nuisance 嗰啲嘅投诉个案咧，转交俾我哋部门嘅环保署嘅。咁以方便咧两个部门咧一同去跟进有关嘅投诉。咁喺硬件上，食環署主要喺硬件上有啲規範同埋監管啦。咁食肆安裝咗一啲合資格嘅排氣同埋過濾系統之後咧，就咁就食環署會批出個牌照啦。咁至於喺排氣系統嘅規格咧，其實食環署應該清楚噶啦，唔係食環署清楚有嗰個排氣標準壁，佢嘅 2.5 米嗰個規格啦。咁其實油煙的問題呢，往往在啲食肆呢喺即係經營的時候呢就冇妥善去使用呢啲排氣同埋過濾嘅系統，又或者呢其實呢啲系統呢就冇好好咁保養嘅所引致嘅。咁我哋就通過大家定期嘅巡查啦，食環署有巡查，其實環保署亦都會去巡查嘅呢啲食肆呢，去確保呢啲排氣同埋過濾嘅設備呢可以正常運作。咁至於排出喺室外嘅廢氣嘅監管咧，其實就係我哋部門去跟進啦。咁頭先我哋講到，我哋會如果去過油煙係發覺會超出個法定嘅限制咧，我哋會有個發出一個法定嘅消減呢個空氣污染通知書。咁如果佢係嗰啲通風系統係會嘈嘅咧，就頭先司馬文議員講係嘈咧，咁我哋亦都會發出一個噪音管制消減嘅通知書，即係 NAN。咁我哋兩邊都會一同做嘅，即係唔會淨係做油煙，我又見到有佢嘈咧，我哋就唔跟進噶嘛。咁就係咯，大致上我暫時嘅補充係咁多先，唔該。
好，唔該，食環署，唔該。
係，多謝主席。就過去一年咧，南區咧一共係收到八宗有關食肆油煙嘅投訴嘅。咁而就住啲投訴咧，就係食環署咧係未有作出任何嘅檢控行動嘅。咁至於話排放離地最少 2.5 米咧，其實係響我哋發牌係發牌條件嘅其中一個要求嘅條件嚟嘅，即係話食肆咧必須咧就要將佢嗰個排氣喉或者是那個入氣喉那個出口或者入口呢是去到 2.5 米高，是防止這個造成滋擾的，這個是發牌條件。那食肆是遵從了這個 2.5 米高的發牌條件呢，那而亦都是做足我們其餘的衛生條件的話呢，我們的牌照部呢亦都會發出這個牌照給有關食肆的。至於說有一些食肆，譬如在這些燒臘鋪啊，我們食環署呢就會在發牌的期間呢就會將這個燒臘鋪的食肆申請呢亦都會同時呢就給環保署那邊refer 回給他們做一個comment 的諮詢的，啊，看看需不需要是安裝一些EP 機啊之類咧，就係，是，會減少排放嗰，那個油煙嘅設備嚇。咁而我哋食環署咧，除咗收到投訴 之外咧，喺日常巡查咧，我哋職員咧亦都會睇翻食肆嘅油煙嗰、那個油煙罩啊，所有嘅通風系統係唔係運作正常嚇，啲濾油器係咪清潔妥當嚇，咁、有發現唔妥嘅情況咧，我哋亦都會俾翻一個口頭警告有關嘅食肆負責人去清洗翻，喺限期內清洗翻有關嘅濾油器啊咁樣嘅嚇。至於嗰八宗嘅食肆嘅投訴咧，我哋有幾多宗係 refer 俾環保署咧？依、這個我哋會後先補充翻嚇。報告係咁多。
好，唔該。咁有請彭卓奇議員。
都係。多謝主席。嗱，咁其實你食環署呢條問題問食環署，就係、最尾嗰條，本署會將個案轉介環境保護署同步跟進。其實呢個已經答咗我，其實，但係我對於啱啱嗰個回應，我有啲即係懷疑。你話即係你唔知道，咁如果你有八宗，咁咪八宗咪就同步咯，因為你話同步嘛，係咪先？咁即係八八啊嘛，即係你有八宗，佢應該有八宗嘛。但係我唔知點解係答唔到，係咪係點樣？嗱，點解我咁關注呢一個問題呢？其實就是說食環署，其實我看你的文件是處理那些硬件的東西，例如是它的條管啊，有沒有污糟啊，有沒有噴啊，但去到量度那噴出來的氣體是否對人滋擾或對身體有害的這個的專業判斷呢，其實歸環境署環保署的，是的。所以換言之，在居民角度來說，他不會知道環保署做什麼，食環署做什麼，總之我見到食肆那麼撈教，我就找食環署，其實他可能是應該找環保署。所以其實食環署是第一把關者，所以我對於剛剛可能你說、我們得八宗，你答我不到的，原來多少宗給食環、環保署，那這個我失望的，應該是單單你都要通過環境署，因為你們食環署其實是沒有這個專業判斷去判斷它的氣體是否違規嘛，這個我不知道我這樣的即引申的邏輯推論正不正確、所以我希望就是說未來如果是有、即再有這些情況呢，兩個做法，第一就是確保每一單其實都要通報環保署，他去做那個檢測。第二件事就是遇到這些的廢氣問題，或者是那個食肆那個的衛生情況問題，理應是要教育到給居民或者是市民聽，他向哪個部門投訴。如果大家是覺得是食環署是做統籌的，食環署就單單都應該跟環保署說，如果是覺得是不是的，我們做我那個本分的執法、究竟他的喉呢合不合資格呢，我們管他的氣呢我不知道，總之他夠 2.5 米，但 2.5 米都是離譜的，其實我認為是 2.5 米不 make sense 的，其實正如我們剛剛所說，就是說 2.5 米一道門兩米高，高一點點，其實都是四處飄揚，再加上石屎森林這個因素。所以、希望即食環署特別在香港仔的位置呢、那個的部門之間的合作 要緊密一點，否則其實我認為都是解決不了這個問題。多謝。
好，司馬文議員。
Yeah, so one thing is I'd like to understand more about the legal requirements and measurements for noise abatement and also the oily fume abatement. So what are the standards and how do you measure from what distance and so on? But maybe you can provide that, I'm sure it's online, links or otherwise after this meeting, so we can better understand how these things are being measured. You didn't answer my question regarding any discussion between EPD and buildings about building regulations, how to deal with this in going forward. I'd like to better understand where the discussion is. Is there any discussion within government on changing the requirements for when buildings are put together on how we deal with the exhaust? Because as far as I'm concerned, and it's not just in our district, but for example in North Point on the waterfront, a new building by Sanangay is blowing the fumes at the promenade, and that's a brand new building. So I guess there is a building regulation issue rather than just EPD. I mean, once the building is built, you know, you can only mitigate through EPD, but you cannot solve it anymore because the exhaust is there. But if the requirement is different for when you build a new building for where the exhausts are and how these exhausts are designed, we don't suffer the problems in the first place. So I'd like to better understand whether EPD and government are taking any action on that. Then the next thing is, so you say 2.5 meters. Is that pointing, when it comes out, is there a requirement that it should point upwards or point straight or point downwards? So does it, is it, what is the, so what is it at the exhaust? Do I have to blow up straight or down? I'd like to understand exactly how does an exhaust work? If it blows down at 2.5 meters, that means that it's just a few centimeters above my head, 70 centimeters above my head. So that means I'm in the direct line of the fumes being blown into my face, basically, and that is not very acceptable. However, if it's pointing upwards, then the residents are upstairs. So then the residents are the ones who suffer. So I'd like to better understand what is that 2.5 meters. How do you measure that, and what are the requirements for that? So I've asked for the legal requirements, building regulations, and this whole thing about the direction.
好，唔该。 请问在座仲有冇委员要提问？ 好，梁俊議員，多謝。我釐清少少啦，係即係而家首先FHD咧就睇下佢啲regulation有冇問題啊嘛，sorry，睇下我啲設備有冇問題啦。咁啊睇下嗰啲嘢有冇違法啦，即係你跟咗規矩做，其實就OK㗎啦。你有清嗰啲咁嘅混水煙罩，有清嘅啦，即係唔係堆積好多，咁你就過關㗎啦。咁但係依然有問題，你就交返去環境處啦。咁啊EPD嗰邊咧就係主要去check，咁佢排放出嚟嘅嘢有冇違規啦。但係呢個部分咧，有幾個問題嘅，我想問，如果你哋發出咗嗰個叫做冇意思啊，咩通知書啊，嗰個係即係減污染氣體通知書啦之類啦。咁然後你哋係點樣跟進嘅咧？即係你哋係會譬如我同你講啦，有呢個問題，你係即係話哦，我介紹你啦，譬如你裝
去測試你過唔過關。咁 even 過關啦，咁你哋就算啦。但係問題你哋會唔會再去復檢嘅咧？因為以我睇你哋個網頁認知咧，呢一樣嘢咧係要經常清洗嘅。原來我睇翻有少少即係有啲食肆評論咧，就佢哋其實有啲咧係因為佢好麻煩咧。他們就不是真的經常清洗的，我見到有些個案他直情是好像沒有駁電之類，我不知道他們怎樣做。你們是有了你們發了這個通知書之後去檢查他過關，那我想你告訴我是不是突擊，那如果過關之後你有沒有再去復檢的機制，還是再有人投訴才再做，那是怎樣做的？多謝主席。
好，那就有請部門那裡回應，麻煩有请食环署。
多谢主席。有关排气候需要离地最少 2.5 米嗰个发牌条件嘅标准咧，其实发牌嘅同事咧响出牌嘅之前咧，亦都会去实际视察翻有关嘅食肆嘅。咁睇翻其實佢個周圍嘅環境嚇，咁如果係佢係附近係有民居啊，或者樓上有民居咧，就會建議翻嗰個食肆咧，就係適當咁調校翻佢嗰個出風嗰個方向嘅嚇。咁最終咧，我哋咧會係睇到佢係唔會即係嗰個排煙排氣咧，唔會造成嗰個滋擾咧，我哋先會發牌俾嗰個食肆嘅。我報告係咁多。
好，唔該，有請環保署。
咁我嘗試統一回應啊，唔該曬咁多議員同埋主席。咁其實 本港的食肆咧係會同環保署申請一些牌照嘅，咁現行的空氣污染管制條例咧，食肆係要安裝爐具耗用燃料量達到一個規例列出的限制水平咧，咁至係1150兆焦耳啊，依個水平咧就必須要喺安裝依一啲爐具同埋相連嘅排氣通道嘅前咧，同向本署咧去申請嘅。咁我哋其實 general 我哋講呢啲叫 IR。我哋咧收到呢啲申請嘅個案之後咧，我哋會考慮燃料類別嘅同埋類別啦，同埋耗用嘅數量啦，咁啊空氣污染控制設備嘅類型啦，同埋效能啦，佢哋嘅抽風系統啦，排氣管道嘅大細同埋鋪排。排氣口和煙通的位置和附近環境等等的因素呢，它才會批的。就住剛才即係各位議員都有關心到呢，其實有啲好多啲細嘅餐廳呢，如果佢唔達到呢個法定嘅燃料嘅消耗嘅要求呢，其實就唔使向我哋申請嘅。咁所以喺嗰啲嘅情況呢，其實我哋就通過我哋平時日常嘅巡查同或者係投訴呢，先可以去要求佢哋去更改佢哋嗰個排風嘅管道。咁但係其他啲大嘅，即係剛才講話，如果超過1150個兆焦耳嗰啲食肆咧，啲爐具如果超過呢個食肆咧，其實係受我哋嘅空氣污染管制條例所規管嘅。咁我哋都依個條例係相當嚴嘅。咁我哋其實就會收到呢個申請之後咧，咁我哋會睇曬佢啲會有一啲 building 嘅圖質，咁啊睇下佢個排風口去邊度咧，會唔會受到影響啦？咁我哋好多時咧都會要求一啲申請者咧即係可能要轉個排風位嘅，即係喺一啲大型嘅食肆嘅情況，都會叫佢轉個排風位。咁暫時而家都可以規管啲大型嘅食肆依啲咁嘅空氣污染管制或者佢排風位嘅位置咧，其實我哋都做得好嚴格嘅。咁另外就頭先啊，我記得特別講到咧，食環署如果收到依啲相關嘅投訴嘅時候咧，係咪全部都會俾曬環保署，即係可能叫我哋跟進咧？咁其實就基本上咧，如果係環保署收到依啲投訴，我哋就每一單都會係跟進嘅。咁但係有時我哋真係都會留意到街坊見到有啲油煙嗰啲煙走出嚟嘅時候咧，其實就會係混亂咗一個水蒸氣同埋油煙啊。咁如果水蒸氣，因為水蒸氣其實就唔屬於空氣污染物嘅，咁所以佢排放呢個水蒸氣咧，其實就唔受空氣污染管制嘅條例啦。咁啊咁我哋通常都會去到見到佢話你要清多啲，要去清潔，咁啊會好密嘅，要我哋會巡查佢埋個清潔嘅記錄嘅。咁我哋就住梁俊議員頭先講話，我哋會發出呢個法定通知書之後咧，咁我哋會點樣跟進咧？咁當然我哋咧就係即係會我哋冇記錯係雙掛號寄出去，跟住再去食肆通知佢點樣跟進啦。咁有時咧係會將佢改變個食物嘅工序嘅時間嘅，即係或者個頻密度咁啊。咁亦都有時係裝一啲嘅 EP 啦，我哋見到會叫佢裝。咁我哋一般嚟講咧，就如果係新裝咧，係section 10咧，就要求佢會兩年之內都唔可以有相同嘅情況出現。如果另外 section 30，即係不過我哋有唔同嘅情形嘅，有啲係12個月，咁所以咧，其實我哋會係有一段時間要佢都係遵從嗰個我哋法定嘅要求。咁至於我哋去巡查佢係咪突擊咁咧，一定嘅，一定係突擊嘅，係啦。咁啊，暫時係。補充是這麼多先。
好，
講多少少，講多少少。咁即係其實我哋都好關注食肆同埋食環署都好關注食肆嘅油煙咧，對鄰近嘅居民造成嘅滋擾嘅。咁除咗我哋會積極去跟進投訴啦，同埋採取一啲執法行動之外咧，其實我哋都一路以嚟都有同飲食業咧，同埋其他政府部門咧，去推動食肆安裝一啲高效能去除油煙嘅設備，同埋定時去做好依個維修保養嘅工作，去盡量減低依個油煙氣味嘅排放嘅。咁為幫助依個飲食業 界咧清楚了解食肆嘅環保要求，同埋推動業界進一步去提升食肆嘅環保表現咧，咁我哋都設立咗我哋環保食肆嘅網站，咁亦都有啲實務嘅守則啦，去透過一啲唔同類型嘅講座去介紹最新嘅環保嘅資訊啦，咁幫助飲食業界喺開業之前咧，去選擇一啲安裝一啲適當嘅空氣污染嘅控制系統。去控制和減少煮食油煙的氣味排放，我們一直都有做這些宣傳和深化和業界深化的夥伴關係，我們會繼續去 和食環署一起去跟進這些食肆的個案，亦都其實我們都有一起安排一些 seminar 一起講的和食環署參加，我們會希望進一步可以改善就是我們香港仔的食肆的油煙的氣味問題。謝謝主席。
好，唔該曬。咁咧就我哋委員咧都係對噪音啦、油煙啦、氣味等嘅問題咧都係好關注嘅。咁如果咧頭先有啲問題，如果未能係回應嘅咧，咁就請你以書面咧回應翻我哋秘書處。咁喺度亦都有請部門咧，如果收到一啲投訴個案咧，希望你哋盡快積極咁處理，而且咧亦都加強巡查一啲食肆嘅。咁唔該曬各部門嘅 ，OK。
Chair, would you mind to also conclude that we need buildings department to discuss this with us? Because I think that when new buildings are put together, we should really rethink the design of these buildings. Because it doesn't matter even if there's no fuel, but the blowing smells at the pedestrians on the street by a restaurant is just totally uncomfortable. And I think buildings department should think, where are we going to put the exhaust in buildings? So I think we need building regulations, building design, and rethink. So can we have a discussion with the buildings department at our next meeting?
我想不如將即係頭先啊，施愛民議員所提出嘅問題咧，我哋請秘書處俾封信屋宇署，等屋宇署回覆翻俾我哋秘書處，好冇 ？OK， 唔該曬。咁就結束呢個議程。